This is The Pulse. I'm Mike and Scott. 2 years ago, the country's largest doctors group, the American Medical Association, declared obesity a disease. Why? The move was supposed to nudge primary care providers to treat obesity more seriously. So the doctors had their say in 2013. Where does the debate stand now? Tanya English reports.
Health researcher Rebecca Poole says she also wanted to hear from the public. So the Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity did a national survey. Turns out most people, about 70%, weren't even aware of the new classification. When we did our own informal sidewalk poll, tourists and office workers in Philadelphia had more questions than opinions.
Obesity is a disease?
Geez, help people with obesity? How?
Does it necessarily have a cure?
I mean, which doctors would people normally see for obesity?
Rebecca Poole says ever since the big pronouncement from the American Medical Association, the obesity conversation has shifted. Americans are talking more about genetics, food availability, and all the other complex factors that can lead to weight gain. Poole says she's hearing more counterarguments to the messages from the diet industry, food marketers, and the fashion world.
These are messages that really say, you know, you can have whatever body you want. You just have to work hard. You just have to try the latest diet plan or the latest conventional new fad. And those kinds of messages are not only not accurate scientifically, but they really perpetuate bias and blame of people.
Excess fat can hurt health. It messes with appetite and makes it hard for the body to regulate blood sugar. And the Obesity Action Coalition says that definition fits obesity. Coalition volunteer Ted Kyle says to him, obesity is a disease, but he's careful about his language.
Calling someone obese is no better than calling someone handicapped or diabetic or autistic. You're defining the person by their health condition.
Body mass index is how most people define obesity. It's a calculation of weight and height. And if yours is above 30, you fall in the government's obese category. But the measurement is imperfect. Doctors say there are fit people who won't ever develop health problems because they carry more weight. Kimberly Massengill is an activist and photographer. Online, she uses the name Substantia Jones. She says BMI has become a sloppy shorthand for a real medical diagnosis.
I'm fat, but I no more have obesity than I have shortness or I'm stricken with blue eyes.
Jones has red curly hair. She wears bright red lipstick. In any room, she stands out. As an activist, Jones uses her photography to give other big people that same visibility. She says her pictures fight sizeism.
A parade of hundreds of happy, naked, fat people, mostly women, some men, some transgender folks.
Jones hates the label obesity, but you can feel free to call her fat.
I say fat because the word fat is a morally neutral descriptor. The word overweight, however, is a term of judgment, suggesting that there is an agreed-upon line over which we mustn't exist.
Physicians have some of the same biases against fat people as the general public, and Jones worries that calling obesity a disease complicates the already tricky relationship between doctors and patients.
A doctor's first inclination is to say, you're having a symptom, you're fat, it's because you need to lose weight.
Jones says several of her friends were misdiagnosed because the doctor couldn't see beyond their size. Drexel University researcher Megan Buttrin knows about those worries, but she thinks the new classification will ultimately benefit the two-thirds of Americans who are overweight or obese.
It's actually the minority of adults now in the United States who are in the BMI range that we would consider to be healthy.
Buttrin says lots of us are able to shed pounds on our own, but nearly everyone creeps back to his or her original weight within 5 years. At Drexel, she studies how to keep that weight off.
You know, we don't expect when people have other diseases that they can just choose to cure themselves.
Buttrin hopes the new designation will open doors to obesity treatment. In recent years, the government approved 4 different weight loss drugs, but Medicare doesn't cover any of them. For The Pulse, I'm Tanya English.